USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Tropical Storm Idalia barreling towards Florida now. The storm expected to strengthen into a hurricane passing over western Cuba tonight. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis indicates officials are trying to get ahead of the storm.
We are coordinating, as I mentioned, with utility companies. There are already more than 20,000 linemen that are ready to respond, and more on the way throughout the balance of today and tomorrow. This will be an important effort to get power back on very quickly.
Evacuation orders are also in place for several counties and coastal areas. Idalia is expected to make landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast by early Wednesday morning. Republican presidential candidates continue to campaign in South Carolina.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and U.S. Senator Tim Scott both had town halls scheduled for today. The appearances come on the heels of both taking part in the first GOP presidential debate last week. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had been scheduled to stop at Anderson and Kershaw, but canceled to return to Florida to deal with the deadly racial shooting in Jacksonville and a tropical storm heading for the state. I'm Scott Kimbler.
The White House is increasingly confident now that Wagner boss Yevgeny Prigozhin did die in a plane crash last week.
I don't have any new assessment on that for you on this.
Speaking in a briefing, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre acknowledged the incident. Russian officials said the mercenary chief was confirmed dead yesterday. Two people are dead after a rescue helicopter in Florida crashed into an apartment complex on Monday morning. Officials say three people were on board the Broward Sheriff's Office fire rescue helicopter when it went down in Pompano Beach north of Fort Lauderdale. One person on board died, and one person on the ground was killed. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
A judge in Illinois is rejecting a motion to dismiss criminal charges against the father of the man accused of staging a deadly mass shooting at Highland Park's Independence Day parade last year. The Daily Herald reports that Monday's ruling means Robert Cremo Jr. will face trial in November on 7 counts of reckless conduct. He's accused of helping his 19-year-old son, Robert Cremo III, gain a firearm owner's identification card in 2019, even though he had threatened violence. More troubles for embattled Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
A group of high-powered attorneys, including three former presidents of the state bar, want him disbarred. In a statement, they called his conduct shameful, illegal, and unethical. Paxton's accused of using the power of his office to help a political donor. He was impeached in the state house back in May and now faces possible removal from office if convicted by the Texas Senate. Trial starts next month. I'm Brian Shook.
Attorneys for the suspect in the murders of 4 University of Idaho students are trying to get the camera out of the courtroom.
Brian Koberger's attorneys filed a motion to have the cameras removed because the operator hasn't followed the judge's directions to keep wide shots. There have been multiple close-up shots of Koberger, which the judge noted. Koberger's attorneys want cameras banned from all future proceedings. The judge has not ruled on the motion. I'm Lisa Taylor.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.